with a mission very different to the mission of the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Unlike previous Anbiya who were sent to specific groups of people for specific periods of time, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sent as a universal prophet with the responsibility of the hidayat and guidance of the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. One individual who is only destined to live as a Nabi on this earth for 23 years, who is not destined to leave the Arabian Peninsula during his lifetime, he is given the responsibility of the guidance of the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. In the case of previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they were sent to specific groups of people for specific periods of time. And when the time came for every Nabi to leave this world, then he knew that if perchance people forget my message, there will be another Nabi who will be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will once again remind the people of their duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What guarantee does Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have? What assurance is he given that he will succeed in the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with on this earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran gives this assurance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through two things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are given the assurance of your success in this world, in the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to you, through two means. And one is the divine help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you will most certainly succeed in your mission on this earth by the support of the believers. هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah shall aid and assist you through His divine assistance, and Allah shall aid and assist you in the fulfillment of your mission on this earth by virtue of the support of the believers. With direct reference to the companions of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the assurance of the success of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth by the support of his companions, by those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had divinely selected to live around Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not just a coincidence that this group of individuals happened to be living in that period of time. It was not just a coincidence that this group of individuals happened to accept the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had divinely selected and appointed them to be the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth and to support him in the fulfillment of his mission on this earth. And when we consider the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at every step they gave their support to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever was required from them at any given moment, they were prepared to make that sacrifice for the sake of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. When they were required to spend their wealth, they spent their wealth for the sake of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they had to make any sort of sacrifice, they were prepared to make it, taking the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their own mission. They support Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. Take the very verse that we are discussing, هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, a verse revealed on the occasion of Badr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers the Sahaba and engages in a consultation with them. What should we do? Should we stay within Medina and defend our city from within? Or should we go out and face the enemy? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engages the Sahaba in a consultation. What should you do? What are your opinions on this matter? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is discussing and Sahaba giving their opinions, Sayyidina Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiyallahu anhu stands up and he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be rest assured, we will not say to you what the companions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go out in jihad, the companions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. that you and your Lord go forth, we will sit here waiting for you. The companions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam were not ready to make that sacrifice. Sayyidina Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiyallahu anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will not say to you what the companions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, but rather we say to you, اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمَا مُقَاتِلُونَ. O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if it is the order of Allah and is your wish that we go out in battle, then be rest assured, we will stand there at your side. We will support you every step of the way. Whatever your command is, present it to us and we are ready to make that sacrifice. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, recalling this incident, he says, I remember the joy on the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he heard these words from Sayyidina Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu. This brought such great joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, I wish Allah had inspired me with those words that Allah had inspired Sayyidina Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu with. He brought such joy to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he gave this assurance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we are ready to make any sort of sacrifice for your mission on this earth. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu on one occasion is seated on the minbar during his khilafah. And he addresses the congregation, Man ashja'un nas. O people, tell me, who is the bravest of all men? Who is the bravest of all men? Knowing the personality of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, a man with great strength and great courage, the people in one voice say, who else but you, O Amirul Mu'mineen? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, but by the will of Allah, whenever I faced any enemy, I was able to overcome that enemy. And this was by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I am not the bravest of all people. The bravest of all people is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu elaborates. He says it was the occasion of Badr. We had made a shelter for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the leaves of date palms. And we discussed amongst ourselves that who will stand at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ensure that if any attempt is made to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, then we know we have one person standing by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at any time during the day or night. Who is there who will take up this responsibility? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, we merely discussed this issue, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his sword in his hand. I will be that man who will defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And true to his word, he stayed at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Any person that made an attempt to get close to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have to first go through Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu puts his head down. He ties his shawl around him and he says, I remember those early days in Makkah. There was an occasion when the leaders of the Quraysh had surrounded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the haram. And they began verbally abusing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then they began beating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam up. Everyone looked, no one had the courage to step forward. These were the leaders of the Quraysh. No one had the courage to stand up against them. There was only one individual, and that was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He stood up and addressed the leaders of the Quraysh. وَيْلَكُمْ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجْلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Destruction be for you. Will you kill a man merely because he says, my Lord is Allah? And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then pushes himself between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the leaders of the Quraysh, pushing them away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, repeatedly saying, وَيْلَكُمْ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. They leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they all gang up around Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and they beat him to such an extent that he falls down to the ground unconscious. And had it not been for his status amongst his tribe, they would have put an end to his life at that moment. They leave Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in a state of unconsciousness and they all move away. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, remembering that incident, with tears in his eyes, he says to the people, that is the most, that was the man with, who showed the greatest amount of bravery and courage. That man who stood at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when there was no one else ready to stand up in the defense of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And then Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu poses another question to the congregation. He says, tell me, who is better? Is Abu Bakr better? Or the believer from the family of Fir'aun? أَهُوَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ مُؤْمِنُ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ? Is Abu Bakr better, or is it that believer from the family of Fir'aun? Referring to a certain person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the Qur'an, Surah Al-Mu'min, a surah in the Qur'an named Surah Mu'min, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a certain believer from the family of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. A believer from the family of Fir'aun who had secretly accepted Iman on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Fir'aun and his men that, will you kill a man merely because he says my Lord is Allah, whereas he has presented clear proofs for his claim? This person showed great bravery and courage and support to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where he spoke out in front of Fir'aun, in the court of Fir'aun, in the defense of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes special mention of this individual in the Quran, and an entire surah in the Quran is dedicated to this individual, Surah Al-Mu'min. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, addressing the congregation, asked them, أَهُوَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ مُؤْمِنُ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ? Is Abu Bakr better, or is the believer from the family of Fir'aun better? The congregation remained silent. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, Wallahi, lasa'atun min Abi Bakrin khayrun min mithli hadha. By Allah, the believer from the family of Fir'aun cannot compare to one moment in the life of Abu Bakr. The believer from the family of Fir'aun cannot compare to one moment from the life of Abu Bakr. ذَاكَ رَجُلٌ كَتَمَ إِيمَانَهُ وَهَذَا رَجُلٌ أَعْلَنَ إِيمَانَهُ. That was a man who defended Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but he concealed his iman. And Abu Bakr is a man who openly proclaimed his faith and supported Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ذَاكَ رَجُلٌ كَتَمَ إِيمَانَهُ. That was a man who concealed his faith. وَهَذَا رَجُلٌ أَعْلَنَ إِيمَانَهُ. And this is a man who openly proclaimed his faith, and from day one becomes a close supporter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, supporting the mission of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this earth. And this is something that stands out in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, the type of support that he gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the extent that we find a few days before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam falls ill and is unable to come to the masjid to lead the congregation in salah. For a few days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite his sickness, manages to come to the masjid. But the Thursday Maghrib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in his home. The adhan is called out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes an attempt to stand up to lead the congregation, but he falls unconscious. Water is poured over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again he makes an attempt to stand up and he falls unconscious. And then he instructs that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu lead the congregation. So from Maghrib on that Thursday, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu leads the congregation in salah. During the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is informed, your sahaba are crying in the masjid. Your companions are crying in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquires, what is the reason for this? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is told that they are missing that opportunity that they had to hear your discourses in the masjid. They want to listen to your advices, but they do not have that opportunity anymore. It was the Zuhr Salah of either Saturday or Sunday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, supported by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Abbas radiallahu anhu, comes into the masjid. After the salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with a cloth tied tightly around his head, sits on the mimbar and addresses the sahaba. And various issues Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam highlights. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam talks of a certain individual who has been given a choice by Allah that will he wish to continue his life on this earth, or will he wish to meet his Creator? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam barely says this, and there is a sound of someone crying from the corner of the masjid. And people are astonished, they turn around, it is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who falls to the ground. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says that we were surprised at the reaction of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but he was the person who understood the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best. He knew that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to himself. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This is the last occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses his companions from his minbar, and he speaks about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He says to his companions that every one of you supported me in my mission on this earth, but whatever any one of you may have done for me, I have repaid you for it in this world. What I have given to you in lieu of what you have, in lieu of your support to me, there is nothing that I owe to anyone. But if there is one individual that I am unable to repay, it is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He has done so much for me that I am unable to repay him for what he has done. It is only Allah who can repay Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَحَدٍ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. The wealth of no person has benefited my cause more than the wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and expresses his gratitude to the Sahaba for their support and loyalty, and makes special mention of the loyalty and support of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And this was that group of individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had divinely selected to support Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Come the last day in the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a Monday at the time of Fajr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his room. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is about to step onto the musalla to lead this congregation in the salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moves the curtain, and the Sahaba are standing in their rows behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu thinks that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to come out himself and lead the congregation. He makes an attempt to stand back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicates to him that he must continue. This was the last moment when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in had seen the countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the last time that the companions saw the blessed face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the expression on the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he moved that curtain and when he saw his companions standing in their rows behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the companions. The narration of Sahih Bukhari describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's looking at the companions with a broad smile on his face. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a few moments looks at his Sahaba, smiles at them, and that curtain closes, and the Sahaba never ever see the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. This was the last time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at his companions as a group, and this is the last time that they saw the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion has a very, very important message for each and every one of us. What was the message behind that smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah had sent me onto this earth with a mission. Today is the day when I will leave this world. Did I succeed in that mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent me into this world with? Did I succeed in the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed upon my shoulders? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles a broad smile. I can leave this world happily, knowing that I have succeeded in my mission on this earth. And what is the proof for the success of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The proof of the success of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that group of individuals who stood there behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the proof of the success of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at that group standing behind Abu Bakr radiallahu an. He smiles a broad smile. I can leave this world happily, knowing that I have succeeded and I have fulfilled the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to me. And the proof of that is this group of individuals standing here before me, whose life mission is the same as my life mission. They supported me throughout my life, and they will continue with my mission after I leave this world. And today we are seated here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the effort of his noble companions who supported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his lifetime and continued with his mission after his demise. By virtue of their sacrifices, today we find ourselves as reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us understand that when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this mission, there was a great amount of sacrifice that was required. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make that sacrifice on his own. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make that sacrifice on his own. Just as he had to sacrifice, every individual who placed their hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to also make that sacrifice. When the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stones tied to his belly, then his companions also had stones tied to their bellies. When the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make the sacrifice of migration, his companions had to also make that same sacrifice. When the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the plains of Badr, he didn't stand there alone. When he stood on the plains of Uhud, he didn't stand there alone. Every step of the way, he had a group of individuals around him who supported him, whatever was required. On the occasion of Uhud, when an attempt is made to assassinate the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Sahaba stand around him as human shields, ready to give their lives for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talha radiallahu an plays a major role in this. He stands before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a human shield, defending the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An arrow is shot towards the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talha radiallahu an raises his hand, and that arrow pierces his hand, making his hand crippled for the rest of his life, making his hand, losing the usage of his hand for the rest of his life. Talha radiallahu an plays a major role. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praising Talha radiallahu an for his great sacrifices in Uhud, says, Talhatu mimman qada nahbahu. Talhatu mimman qada nahbahu. A verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Amongst the believers are such men who were true in their pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in their pledge to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they recited La ilaha illallah, they understood the reality of La ilaha illallah. That when I say La ilaha illallah, I am a loyal servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a loyal servant of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am an individual who accepts the responsibility of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Sahaba for their commitment to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing them says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. There were two groups amongst the Sahaba. They were those who made the ultimate sacrifice and had given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were those who were eagerly awaiting the very next opportunity when they could also give their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. Those amongst them, there were those amongst them who had given their lives, and there were those amongst them who were waiting for the very next opportunity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding Talha radiallahu an, Talhatu mimman qada nahbahu. Talha is that individual who has already made the ultimate sacrifice. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for the shuhada after they had attained martyrdom, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses those very same words to describe Sayyidina Talha radiallahu an. This was the type of commitment that his Sahaba showed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They made his mission on this earth their mission. And after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they continue serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Change of circumstance do not change their conviction. Change of circumstance do not change the purpose of their lives. They continued in their support of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the lesson that me and you need to take. What have I done for the sake of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What effort and sacrifice have I made? I will never be able to match the Sahaba in the sacrifice that they have made. But let me consider, how much of my wealth have I given for the sake of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much of my time have I given for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What level of concern and worry do I have for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? as ummatis of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us show our appreciation to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us show our appreciation to the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us also put our shoulders to the wheel and see how we can also support the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we see any opportunity to be of assistance to the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whatever way we can, let us support that cause. Be it the madaris, be it the effort of the tabligh jamaat, be it the khankas, or whatever other effort of deen is taking place, let us also be part of those activities. Let us make it a point of supporting whatever work of deen is taking place. The ijtima that will be taking place in Pietermaritzburg on the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of September is also an opportunity for us to be part of an effort of deen. Just like many other efforts of deen are taking place, let us also take part in this effort of deen and any other effort that is taking place locally or in any other form. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a reality for myself and each and every one of us, that we live our lives on this earth as loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loyal ummatis of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we study the lives of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to draw inspiration as to what is required from each and every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for whatever sacrifices they have made. May Allah bless them by virtue of their sacrifices. We are reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah grant us the tawfiq and ability in whatever way we can to support the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.